Okay, so Larry, what from everything you've been able to see as far as how the society and how the U.S. and everything has grown, what do you think of the like what are the worst things that you've seen? Not as far as like the Great Depression, but as far as like specific things that have happened kind of throughout history that you thought were the biggest things that stood out to you.
Well, of course, I'm doing a lot of reading now since I'm home and everything. I'm doing a lot of reading of CEOs of a lot of companies, Whole Foods and Lincoln. So a lot of books on Lincoln, a lot of books on John Adams, and I feel everybody when they have time. You don't have time with doing your career, but anybody that retires should start to read history because it really is fascinating to read all about history. I mean, history is wonderful. Of course, now we're going through some things that are not very good. And I've read a lot about future intelligence, you know, artificial intelligence. 30 years from now, robots will be doing everything. I read all about what will happen in the future, and I won't be around to see it, but you will. And it's going to be interesting, the iPhones and internet and being able to catch everybody in the whole world through the satellites is unbelievable. Back before 1978, but you know, you couldn't. Before we had satellites, you had a cable that was across the ocean, and all you had was radio. Before television, you only had radio, and when television came, we were all shocked that you could see pictures on the television, and then we were shocked when the internet came, and we were shocked when the iPhones came in, and all this technology is just unbelievable. And where it's going to carry us, who knows? But the artificial technology, which means robots will be taking over a lot of manufacturing, and what the employment will look like in 30 years from now is going to be interesting.
Yeah, you kind of bring up a good point. So with people, let's say, losing jobs to machines, taking over the mechanical things and manufacturing and everything else, where do you see the industries growing? Like, where do you see people spending their time to make money?
Well, the service industry is going to be there. No matter how much you can communicate on the iPhone, person-to-person relationships will always take preference over the iPhone. To use an iPhone to communicate with all your friends and everything just doesn't do it. You have to have personal relationships. You have to have traveling to know what different the cultures are in the world. You might be communicating with somebody in China, India, Africa, and it's nice to be communicating with them, but you really don't know them until you travel to Africa. And so traveling will never fade away. Gee whiz, nobody in college traveled to Europe. I mean, I had a friend in 1960 that was fortunate to have his parents paid for a trip through Europe. He came back and he talked about his experiences in Europe, and nobody wanted to hear him talk. Nobody else ever went to Europe. And he said, I had to stop talking about it because they all thought that I was bragging because I had a trip to Europe. So trips overseas only started basically about in 1970 and 75 and 80. Before that, people did not go to Europe. Now college kids are going to Europe for internship and all that. So the future in traveling will always be a thing to do, and service companies selling will always be there, and you have to see your opportunities, because in my fundraising, which turned out to be way above expectations, I saw opportunities because of my background that the People Hire Development Office never saw. I can quote several companies. One company I got $1 million from, and nobody would have taken on him as an opportunity. And I can name three or four people that trustees told me, don't call on him, he'll never give you money. And he ended up giving me $500,000 here. So people without a sales background do not see opportunities that they should be working on. So I would say to really cover opportunities, and in case of fundraising, if a person has money, like the foundation, don't ever give up, because sooner or later, you're going to get $2 million from this company that had no connection. My donations were from people that had no connection with Elmhurst College. They were not alumni. They were completely, a lot of them didn't even know about the college. But it was an opportunity because they had money and because they were talked into helping out at college. The opportunities is a very important word.
Right. You know, hold on a second.